So the Shulchan Aruch has a halacha in the laws of Beit Knesset, by way of conclusion of the discussion this week about converting a church into a shul. So Shulchan Aruch writes that if somebody gives you a gift of candles specifically that were used for Avodah Zarah, somebody else used them in the process of their whatever worship they were doing, it's forbidden to use those in a shul. You might be able to use them for personal use, perhaps. The Rama writes that, but for our discussion, you can't take that which was used, the item that was used for Avodah Zarah, to be used to light up the shul. I wonder if the same would apply for a light bulb. I don't know, but the candle is what's quoted here. And in that comment, the Mishnah Brura brings up the issue of turning a church into a shul. And the Mishnah Brura writes as follows: "Le'inyan la'asot mi beit tefila shel akum beit knesset, to turn a church into a shul, kitav ha'magen Avraham b'shem ha'ra'im la'hakel." Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham, somebody who lived a little bit before the Mishnah Brura, was writing only 100 years ago, and he was lenient. He said it's okay to take a church, turn it into a shul, and the reason is Hilo nevar habayit atzmo me'olam, because the actual building wasn't used. They weren't worshiping the building. The building doesn't become Avodah Zarah. Could be something that they used inside the building, like I mentioned, the doors of the church that was turned into a shul just down the road had a cross on it. So they took the doors off and they put on a Magen David, whatever is on the front over there. But essentially, the building is the same building. And inside, okay, it doesn't necessarily look like the shape of your average shul, but it's a rectangle and it's got a mechitza down the middle and it has an aron in the front and more or less looks like a shul. It has some features that are church-like, but that doesn't make it, that doesn't turn it into a place of Avodah Zarah. Perhaps if there was some image in there, that has to be removed and that has to be taken out. If it's on a window, if it's physical object, something like that, that could be a problem. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings opinions who are more strict about this. Ultimately, what's important here is that there's a wide range of opinions. Moshe Feinstein wasn't such a fan of people doing this. A lot of shuls in the United States and Canada, I believe, as well, used to be churches and were taken over. Some commentaries say it's a great mitzvah. You're taking something that's so used for Avodah Zarah, and now you're turning it into Malin Bakodesh, as we said the other day. And there are those who are on the opposite end of the spectrum, very strict. You shouldn't be doing this. How could you be doing it? To put things in perspective and to bring things down to our shul and our minyan, I think it's important to always think about what we opened with. That the shul is modeled after the Beit HaMikdash. The shul is modeled after the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and many of the halachot, just to give one or two examples. There's a halacha that the shul has to be the highest building in the town, in the community. It could be for practical reasons or other reasons. We're not always able to do that. But the ideal is it should be the highest building. That's based off of Psukim in the Navi, which are related to the Beit HaMikdash. There's a halacha that we force people in the community to donate money to build a shul. It's a very important, that's from the Torah. The Jewish people got together and they built the Mishkan, they built the holy place of worship for Hashem. So we have to think about our shul as a mikdash ma'at. And the more we think about it as a mikdash ma'at, we're going to go into many more of the halachot that apply, the more we think about it as a Beit HaMikdash, the more we will stop and think before we do X, Y, whatever it is that we shouldn't be doing in a Beit Knesset, because ultimately it does have the status of a Beit Mikdash Me'at.